Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Bueno.
God, those little fills the guitarist does.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
Well, they're telling us just very little at this point, but this is a situation.
Break of day. Hello. 8-5-4-6-2-4.
I think the rest of it's all just guitar.
If it wasn't so, if it wasn't so gay, I would do the one man. You know what I mean? But it never, no matter what, like even if they're the most talented people in the world, it's the gayest shit to like be playing the cymbals. And like, I've seen someone at the Continental Club that everyone was like, oh, this guy's, I mean, he's amazing. You're going to love him. And I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, whatever. And he comes out with like, you know, sit down, foot pedal. He's got harmonica hanging, the cymbals on the thing, the guitar, a piano. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. I'm already not into it. I already think you're basically a weird street performer that couldn't make it. You know what I mean? Couldn't hack it. I'm just waiting for a monkey to come out and like grab some. You know what I mean? It's just like so. Why? Literally, why? There's no point to even doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the only reason to start a one-man band is that you can't make any friends.
Like, how fucking narcissistic do you have to be like, nope. No one can play the drums better than I can fucking hit the cymbals like a chicken. You know what I'm saying? There's no one out there.
I can do the chicken dance and play drums better than you.
Exactly. There's no one out there I can have hop on a guitar or a harmonica, right? No one. I'm the only one. I'm the best at all of this shit. Renaissance man, right? Jack of all trades. Master of all.
Wait, Jack of all trade and master of all trades?
Yeah, that's what a one-man band dude thinks.
True.
Because it's supposed to be jack of all trades, master of none, right? Because you can just kind of do a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
but not great at anything.
Yeah, very familiar with that.
But isn't that not the full quote, though?
No, what's the full quote is jack of all trades, master of none.
No, but then the master of none is great at everything or something?
No,
and the master of one is not that good at anything else or something like that?
No.
I should look it up.
Sorry,
doesn't roll off the tongue as good, but I mean, love that quote and write it down and give it to me on a pillow. But
so, jack of all trades, master of one means you can do everything fairly well. So usually the saying's cut off after jack of all trades. So just say like, oh, that guy's a jack of all trades. But that means that you do everything just kind of shitty.
Yeah.
But jack of all trades, master of one, means that you can do a little bit of everything, but there's one thing that you are a master of.
And that's, yeah, and it's just being fucking annoying. All right? I can do everything.
Me.
Me.
The annoying part.
Yes. Yes. He can do everything, can he? Yeah. Guys, we're back together. And
this is, how long has it been?
Feels
this is
so good, right? So, weeks? Two?
Month or something like that?
I've been on tour for 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's been on tour with Gary. Shows. Yeah, so us all being together, it's been like a month.
Yeah, it feels like longer.
Shit.
What do you guys think? I mean, should we keep doing the show? I mean,
I almost committed suicide.
Because you love it so much.
Yeah.
Me too.
Him. Oh, I thought you meant like when you heard that we were
coming back.
Yeah.
When you heard that the show was like gonna keep going.
It's not canceled. Are you shitting me?
I know. And like we're trying to grow it. Oh.
Yuck.
You'd creed yourself, dude, onto a balcony. Guys, so yeah, let's a little out of practice, but I mean the air drums, you know. I figured it out. I did it, right? It's been a while, but
got
it's like...
Got air trombone on the first try, and that's hard.
Blam. So the case that we're going to do today, again, brought to us by Coop. Coop, I'm wondering what your issue is with the internet. Because a lot of the cases, which I love, by the way, because you know I fucking hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if that's like your... That's your.
If you're trying to imply that I've been catfished before, I take that... I take that very personally.
I would
never fall for something that stupid.
You would never, yeah. I know.
Never.
You've been catfished?
No.
Hasn't everyone in like a little bit? Maybe not like a completely like someone saying they're a hot girl and they end up being like a fat gay guy, right? It's just, but there is some forms of like, hey, that's not... You're not who you are, right?
Oh,
interesting that this one is not exactly catfishing, but it is another. So we've gone through all the different like things that were problematic up until this point where we figured out sitting in a dark room on the internet from the age of, you know, whatever, and having that be your only form of social interaction is not good. But so we've kind of gone through everything that can happen and did happen to get us to this point, right? A chat room spy. That was fun, right? A guy really believing that the CIA was like in the chat room wanting him to do missions. The classic catfish ending in murder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this one's not exactly catfish, but it is another side of the dangers of early... You know,
it's definitely adjacent to the other cases that we did. And honestly, each one of them surprises me that it's still this one case is fairly recent. Happened in 2018, 2019.
Yes.
Even at that point, it's still easy to trick people on the internet, which I don't get. I don't trust anybody that I meet on
clarify.
The internet. I don't
clarify.
Actually, that's important caveat.
Thank you.
Dudes and old ladies are the two easiest people to trick on the internet.
100%.
But it still amazes me that it's going on in this day and age where people will believe, like I will not believe anything that anybody sends me in a message on the internet unless I know them in person. Like I've got a long relationship with them where I know that I can believe them.
Exactly.
But goddamn, there's some gullible fucking people out there.
Seriously. Yes, Joel?
I raised my hand. What show is this?
What show is it? Oh, sorry. Welcome to... Are we rolling? We were just riffing. Is everything going over there? I don't like when the producer looks a little bit worried when he's
rusty.
Looking at the stuff. Are we good?
We're good.
We're rolling, right?
We're rolling. I got the quote, too.
Oh.
So the actual quote is...
Welcome to Crime Corner with Jesse Wiseman.
Authorities are desperately searching for a killer accused of going on a rampage.
The search for a possible serial killer.
An urgent manhunt for a man authorities believe is behind a triple killing spree.
Police here speculating that a possible serial killer may have struck again. told her to get out of the car, and that's when she became afraid, and then I shot her.
We'll get to it, man. We will get to
your
quote.
Your timing was on point for that.
It's a jack of all trades is a master of none, but oftentimes is better than a master of one.
Oh.
I knew it was something like that.
Well, shit. That's even longer than I thought it was.
I don't think that's true either. I don't think that's true. I don't agree.
People use the first half of the quote to like say that being a jack of all trades is a bad thing. But technically, according to this quote, it's better to be good at a lot of things than just be really good at one thing.
I don't believe that. I completely disagree.
Did you happen to get that information from somebody online?
It was from the internet. It was a creepy old guy with a huge cock.
Yeah. He literally just DM'd one of like his old dude friends. He didn't look it up. He doesn't do that. You don't trust it, right?
Hey,
you don't
man,
trust
it's me,
Google.
Toe-jam 006.
Yeah, yeah. Hey man, I've got a question. No, I don't trust Google. They're always watching you. Hey man, do you know this quote
about masters and jacks and stuff?
Was that quote about jacking that you used to use all the time?
Jacking and jerking. Wait, what was it? Smoking, jacking, jerking, smoking, choking,
motorcycle
boom. Yep. I do wish that there was just like a real Jeeves. Do you know what I mean? Like, remember Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
Where it's like, it is literally just a dude that you can be like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, remember this? Or like, and then you could just have a weird conversation about it and not really get an answer. That'd be fun, huh?
That's like going to ChatGPT, except now you get gaslit by it. There's a bummer. Even ChatGPT is catfishing me these days.
Seriously. So, I think, again, like you said, this is a fairly recent case, and we did tease a little bit that it's going to be about, you know, the internet, not meeting people in person, and believing things without knowing people, which is what happens a lot on the internet.
There's going to be, in various forms, going to be some murder. There's going to be some video games, and there's going to be some internet whores, which those are three of my favorite things.
And what we've been doing lately, too, if there is a murder, we just get it out of the way for Joel and then go into the backstory of it just so that he's not sitting there, you know.
Turning into an emotional wreck.
Just being like, just what? Yeah.
So on January 25th, 2019.
Case of Grant?
Grant Amato.
Amato.
What's Amato with you?
Yeah. Oh, damn it. He already found it. Shit.
Don't say anything. Let it be silent. A da douche in the gagoosh. All right. That was a good one, though.
On January 25th, 2019, 31-year-old Cody Amato failed to show up for his shift as a nurse anesthetist at an Orlando hospital. Around 9:30 in the morning, a concerned coworker contacted the police and requested a wellness check. Just before 10 a.m., officers arrived at the Amato residence where they discovered a grisly scene. So we've actually got a clip of the news report that played early that morning. Talking about it, that'll be clip number one.
Okay, beautiful.
Well, they're telling us just very little at this point, but this is a situation that is developing and changing by the minute. We are at the intersection of Fort Christmas Road and Lake Mills Road, outside of Chuliota, a little bit north of the Orange Seminole County line. Behind me, you can see that the entrance to Pickett Downs is blocked off by flashing lights and patrol cars in that direction. And again, patrol cars have been going in and out of here. The critical incident command post just rolled in here, so they are in here for the long haul, indicating that there's a lot of work to do. From Chopper 2 over the Pickett Downs area, we can see the area where they are investigating at this point. The sheriff's office saying simply that they are investigating a suspicious death at a home inside of Pickett Downs with multiple people involved. Well, they're telling us just very little at this point, but this is...
Yeah.
You don't have to repeat yourself, dude.
Yeah, like we heard. One more caveat I want to say to set the scene. Mm-hmm. I think it is possible to love your kids too much. Go ahead. You could ruin them.
I always enjoy hearing that from a mother, but honestly, I 100% agree. My mom said that about me for years.
Yes.
She never started in the first place. Inside, police found the bodies of three family members of the Amato family. Cody Amato was laying in a fetal is this funny to you, Jesse?
I just thought it would have been a better place to say what's Amato with them. You know what I mean? But I don't want to like take over the joke.
You should just say Amato with you every time the word's said.
Have to now.
Okay. I'll edit that in on the fly. Let me, is it okay if I take that back?
Yeah, let's take that one back.
All right. Inside, police found the bodies of three members of the What's Amato with You family.
One time. It's going to be too much if we do it the whole time.
Oh, yeah, and this next part gets brutal. Cody Amato was laying...
Just add it with you, not the whole thing.
Cody Amato with you. This seems incredibly tasteless. Cody Amato...
Do you know what show you're on? We are fun, we are flirty.
I'm sorry, I meant to say that.
No, I'm joking.
That sounds incredibly fun and flirty.
It's pretty bad. Go ahead.
Please don't replace me.
Don't flirty. Say, the only reason I wanted you to say it because I don't want Joel to say it after everyone. Which he like has this
problem.
No.
It's an instinct.
It's a tick. Where he's just
what's
like,
the motto
say,
with
it,
that?
Say it, say it, say it, say it. Yeah, yeah. What's the motto with that? See? Title of the show. Okay,
oh,
go ahead.
Oh, God, this is going to be hard getting through this part.
I know. Right, sentence five.
Cody Amato, with you, was laying in a fetal position just inside the front door with a single gunshot wound to his head. In the kitchen, they found the body of Cody's 59-year-old father, Chad Amato, and he had been shot twice in the head as well. In a nearby room, 61-year-old Margaret Amato lay sprawled across a computer desk with a single bullet wound to the back of her head. In the end, only two members of the Amato family were left alive, 29-year-old Grant and his older half-brother Jason. Between the two, Grant was the only one whose whereabouts were unknown at the time of the murders. So he was suspect number one.
Yep. Grant Amato.
I'm good.
Joel's just over there, like sweating bullets.
Sweating over there.
Veins popping out of his
mouth. Grant Amato was born on May 20th, 1989, in Orlando, Florida. His father, Chad, was a successful pharmacist and was known to be very strict. His mother, Margaret, was a senior operations manager. Unlike Chad, Margaret was very caring and much less of an authoritarian than her husband. It's a good balance. That's what it should be.
A little, maybe she overcorrected for
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Their careers brought in a healthy income, which afforded them a very comfortable lifestyle.
Surprisingly, no trophy hunting in this one. So good
no
for
what?
Them. They were wealthy, but they didn't go trophy hunting. So I've got...
Yes.
You know, decent amount of respect for him.
Yes, she did have horses.
What's the matter with her?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Grant and Cody were extremely close growing up and did almost everything together. Being only a few years apart, both boys attended Timber Creek High School, where they both competed on the wrestling team. Cool. After graduating,
about wrestling with another strong, muscular man and you both getting sweaty.
Yeah. And one of the holds being your face in their ball sack, squeezing until, listen, it's all right. It's all good.
Nothing gay, like starting off in the mount. Where you're essentially reenacting doggy style. Mm-hmm.
Totally straight.
Straightest thing you could do.
I think, yeah, in a dominant way.
The Greeks wrestled. You're going to tell me the Greeks were gay? No.
They invented it.
Gayness?
Yes.
After graduating, the boys continued their schooling together at the University of Central Florida, where they both studied to get their nursing license. Wrestlers and nurses.
Oh,
I know.
Manly and straight.
Manly and super straight.
Super, super tough.
After completing nursing school, both boys went on to graduate school in order to become nurse anesthetists.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, thanks a lot. While Cody was able to finish his schooling, Grant chose to drop out and find work as a registered nurse at a local hospital.
Yes. Sorry.
That's the tick I was talking about. The instinct to just like yell out gay. He cannot. You know what I mean? And it's just, there's no medication for it. We've looked into it and it's like the stuff that they would give him, it would just make him really sleepy.
And then
it's a roofie. They give him a roofie, really. It's the only medication that we found that would work, and it's just not feasible for like having a normal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so again, he's not medicated. It just is what it is, and mm-hmm. and we love him anyway. He's gone to rehab. He's gone to rehab for it 5 times. Joel. We've tried a bunch of different medications.
I've known him for over 20 years now, and I've spent most of those 20 years trying to pray away the gay. Nothing.
But I love gay people. It's just a
tick. Well, yeah.
No, it's just a tick. Yeah. And we can't blame him for that because it's a disease. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? He became a nurse at a local hospital, and eventually he began working for Advent Health in Orlando, which I bet is super nice.
So super nice and clean.
Advent.
Clean inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I've probably mentioned it on the show before, but the very first time that I went to Miami, I went to a Denny's with my family. Mm. Full-blown human turd on a piece of newspaper right at the entrance, and there was a cop handing out menus when we went inside. So Miami's a classy place.
Oh.
Florida in general is a classy place.
That story that you just told is exactly why I fucking love Miami. Like, it's just so weird and dirty and like just adventures await around every corner, right?
Adventurers.
Yes.
And turds.
Yes.
Sometimes that's an adventure.
Yes.
Grant's time at Advent Health didn't last long before he was fired. Poor guy. His coworkers quickly noticed that medication had a bad habit of disappearing whenever he was around.
And those were the days, right? What was this?
This would have been around 2016, 2017. Probably
earlier.
2017.
2017?
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days.
You get caught by then, right?
There was ways to get around it.
Yeah.
As long as you were using it for yourself and not like fucking with other patients, it would take a while.
That's the trick right there. His bosses began to suspect that he was stealing drugs and launched an investigation. Their search found a total of 8 vials of a sedative called propofol.
That's not even fun. That literally is just the same medication we tried on Joel, which is like, it just literally puts you to sleep. It's not even fun.
Boring.
I know.
That sounds awesome.
That's the Michael Jackson drug.
Yeah, I think they called it Milk of Amnesia.
Yeah.
So it killed Michael Jackson, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of neat. Not everybody's killed the King of Pop. When confronted, Grant insisted he wasn't using the drugs himself. Good for him. According to him, he had been administering the drugs to patients. He believed, like, this is an actual direct quote from the report, to patients that weren't adequately sedate or weren't adequately relaxed.
Mm. Yeah.
Being knocked out like that is very, very fucking relaxed. So I think his metric's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing as it's not the best drug to allow a random nurse to give patients, extremely dangerous sedatives, the hospital decided to fire Grant and report him to the police. Grant was arrested and charged with fucking grand larceny, because that shit's expensive.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
But thankfully, his rich parents were able to bail him out.
So
the charges were dropped soon afterwards.
Yeah, Grant is a lot like me in that our rap sheet, for anyone else, they would be serving hard time. But like, white girl, you know what I mean? Like my rap sheet, sorry. Not to get political. If a black dude had my rap sheet, he would be in fucking prison right now. No, I'm saying it's fucked up, but, you know. Grant, rich, fucking Florida kid, gets away, like, no big deal, grand larceny, stealing fucking propofol. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, just on the drive over today, I was listening to another case that I was thinking we could use for a future show.
Mm-hmm.
a kid like full blown murdered two people with a machete and ate part of one of the guy's faces, never went to prison.
Damn.
He got sent to a psychiatric institution.
Yeah.
Didn't even go to trial.
I will say the psychiatric institutions like seem fucking crazier and like really, really hardcore. Maybe. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know about worse. I guess you have more freedoms. You're taken care of a little bit more, but you are around some real fucking crazy motherfuckers all day. So if you fake your way into there, like, you know, plead insanity, you are with the weirdest, scariest, like unhinged or totally drugged up motherfuckers, right? So it's like what?
Somebody should make a movie about that, like trying to dodge criminal charges by pleading insanity, ending up in a mental institution. It doesn't work out the way you expect.
Yeah. You get like a lobotomy or something, right?
Oh, yeah. End it with a lobotomy. Let's throw a
beanie on and stuff.
Let's throw in a huge, just like random Indian dude at the same time, too.
Yeah.
To be inclusive.
And a boat ride.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, when we flew over the cuckoo's nest.
What's the boat ride?
He takes them all on a boat ride at the end before he gets lobotomized.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yeah.
All right.
They steal it, too.
Hey, guys, I wanted to tell you about a new sponsor on Crime Corner that I'm really excited about. Mochi Health. M-O-C-H-I Health. Mochi Health. You guys know I have one soapbox, right? I have one thing that I will, you know, get a little preachy about, and that's it. But you guys know what it is. Our healthcare system has a history of blaming people's weight on their, you know, bad behavior. It's a moral failing. You know, you're going to have to fix that first before we can help you with anything else. But in the meantime, we will, you know, treat your symptoms. Okay, I can't. I'm going to stop. But the reason why I love Mochi Health and that it's a perfect sponsor for me and my crazy soapbox is it's a telehealth platform that connects patients seeking weight loss treatment, whatever that means for you, to they're connecting you guys to board certified doctors and dietitians to help determine what the best options and what the best plan is to get you to that whatever goal you may have. Again, that could be GLP-1s, that could be GLP-1s for a little bit of time, coupled with, you know, their nutritionists that can help you get to a place where you may not be on GLP-1s anymore, which is probably everyone's goal. But they are going to talk to you and treat you as a patient that is individual, but it's all online. So you can, you know, access their services anywhere in the US and you will be meeting with their team online. And you guys together, the doctor, the board certified nutritionist and doctor that you talk to, you guys can decide what it is that you want to do moving forward. They do have, you know, access to GLP-1s, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound, all of those versions of that, compounded versions of that. They connect the providers with the patients to discuss evidence-based weight loss strategies using every tool in their toolbox, licensed RDNs, MDs, they're certified in obesity medicine. You know, whatever you're dealing with, talk to the doctors at Mochi and they will come up with, based on what you're telling them, fears, you know, your background, whatever it may be, they're going to come up with the best thing that's going to work for you and get you into a healthy place, right? Don't get me started. With Mochi, their dietitians work hand in hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle and that are going to get you to a place where this is going to be a big change in your life. I love Mochi. I love their approach. I love the way that they're trying to change the way healthcare works in this country and especially how healthcare deals with obesity or weight or anything. I love that about them. Get started today. Go to joinmochi.com. Use promo code
Crime Juice. Just like how it sounds, guys, you know Crime Juice. Use promo code Crime Juice to receive $40 off. That is a great deal. Go to joinmochi.com. Use promo code Crime Juice to get $40 off. And listen, just talk to them. See if it's something that you want to do, if it's something that can help you. That's the kind of place that Mochi is. Check them out.
Okay, how weird does it feel to be called someone's fiancé? The first time you hear it, you do a double take. Your heart kind of flutters. And before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy the moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team. Everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible, and with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Which is cool. There was something onomatopoeia with that guy.
That word, I don't think it means what you think,
it means. Yeah, exactly. Where am I? The charges were dropped, right? So yep. Getting fired from stealing medication doesn't look great on a resume, so getting another nursing job was out of the question. Unable to use his college degree to get work, Grant decided to pursue a career that would allow his charming personality to shine. In June of 2018, he got a loan from his parents, bought a computer, set up a camera, and began streaming video games on Twitch.
I thought you were going to say masturbate. But whatever.
That might have actually been a better path for bro, but like he and
boy, Joel, do I have good news for you?
But
it's gonna show his penis.
Yeah, it's gonna get there.
Yeah. Unless you have a pair of giant silicone co-hosts, earning a living as streamer is difficult. So true. As a balding nerd in his late 20s, Grant was at a disadvantage. Every day he would fire up his computer, work his fingers to the bone, playing video games against children for hours on end. Yet no matter how much he tried, he couldn't find an audience.
Oh. He was a streamer?
He was trying to be. I actually went back and...
He was literally just emulating anyone else that, like...
He was trying to be the next ninja, which... There's honestly, there are some like good Twitch streamers. They're entertaining. Ninja is such a piece of shit. I never watched Twitch or anything like that, but I see the clips. I don't know how that. God damn. Like Gen Z YouTubers just annoy the fuck out of me. And I think that's a pretty clear indication that I've gone over the hill.
Mm-hmm. But he had he was into all the things that make someone rad, right? Which is like video games, airsoft guns. Yep. Anime.
Big time anime fan.
So like he's obviously rad. Okay. So to help boost his career, Grant began studying the careers of other online performers, and by studying other online performers, I actually mean Grant would watch hours and hours of porn.
There it is.
Very soon after beginning his career as a Twitch streamer, Grant lost interest and began spending almost all of his time beating his meat like it owed him money. Unfortunately, his newfound hobby turned out to be extremely expensive. And you don't have to do it that way, but okay.
I don't understand the paying for it aspect when there's so much of it online for free.
Right. I mean... Or even like, yeah, I don't know. I know you want the human interaction, but like there was Tinder at that point, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Just message people, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Try and find someone fucking weird.
Well, I don't know if he's aware of this, but like prostitutes have been around for at least 20 years.
And it's almost the same price.
It might be cheaper.
It's cheaper,
honestly.
100%.
If you're doing it every single day,
if you're not taking them out, cheaper.
Do you know what I mean? Not compared to him getting a prostitute, it would be like going to Costco.
100%.
Getting it in bulk.
Yeah, sure.
So, not that I'm familiar with any of this stuff,
right?
But MyFreeCams is a website where horny people pay money to watch other people get naked, and they do some other things to themselves also. Mm-hmm. Users buy digital tokens and then give those digital tokens to models on the website. In return, the models perform various sexual acts live on camera. And I guess that is the difference, is you do get some, like, one-on-one interaction, or at least some sort of interaction with the performers while they're in the midst of the act.
Like OnlyFans.
You also get interaction from the other people in the room, too. If you tip, then people are like, yeah, bro, like, you're the man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that part.
So you have, like, adoration from her and the other people in the chat, and it's like this fucking...
Well, first of all, I'd prefer not to have the adoration of a bunch of dudes that have their dicks in their hands. But to me, like those chat rooms, that's like the digital equivalent of sitting in a room with a bunch of other guys jerking off.
A strip club.
And
strip club, yeah, or a peep show, whatever it is, where it's like, you know, other people are there.
You could sit in a room with a bunch of other dudes and jerk off for free. Like, it's super easy.
Right. What are you going to be looking at? That?
You get some friends.
Invite only? Do you have a...
Like a locker room
or
something?
Is it an e-vite or...
Well, I'll set you guys up. I've got a Facebook post. Facebook, okay. I'm a part of. I'll set you guys
up. Oh, you do Eventbrite with it.
Yeah, I get...
Okay, cool.
I get some Groupons.
No,
so
that's
if you guys
great.
Want to come with me, it'll lower the price.
That's great.
So in return, the models would perform various sex acts live on camera. It was actually very similar to the career Grant himself was pursuing, except instead of playing Fortnite, these streamers were yanking anal beads out of their asses like they were pole-starting a lawnmower. Which, foreshadowing, by the way, if we end up watching any of the videos that I found.
Sure.
One of the features of the website allowed users to spend tokens for private shows from one of the performers. During these highly expensive shows, the user and the model have a private chat room, which creates a more intimate experience. After discovering he could pay money to get attention from women, Grant quickly became addicted. And that was when Sylvie entered the picture.
Sylvia?
Okay, I literally practiced saying this on the drywall.
Okay, then why'd you give it to me? Go.
It's for the flow of the show.
Sure.
Just trading off.
Sure.
Vincis Salova. Or Vincis Lavova.
Vincis Lavova.
Vince Lavova.
Vince Lavova. And they say her cam name on everything that I've seen, so not horrible to say it. But
okay, it's 80 Sweet MFC. 80 YSWEET MFC.
Yes. But her real name, which... he doesn't know when he starts talking to her, right? So, like, he's talking to Addie Sweet, right?
Yeah.
He's loving her room. But she was Sylvia Vincis.
Vincis Lavova. V-E-N-T-S-I-S-L-A-V-O-V-A.
Was a young, attractive sex worker from Bulgaria. And they get gnarly. Seeing as her real name can't be pronounced with the human tongue, she went by the name Sylvie online. Grant met Sylvie Addie Sweet around 1 month after losing his job and too quickly realized they had a lot in common. Grant made a living by streaming videos of himself playing video games, and Sylvie made a living by streaming videos of herself playing with her butthole. It was a match made in heaven.
Factual. I've got the pictures.
he really wants to.
Did a lot of research on this one, didn't he?
I mean, he's a journalist.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to disparage her career or anything like that by making tasteless jokes.
Yeah, we don't want to be nerds that don't know, you know, how cam girls work, right?
Yeah.
We're journalists, damn it.
Sylvie was by far the most attractive woman to ever give Grant attention, and he ate it up. He would spend between 4 and 5 hours chatting with her in a private room every night. When they weren't in the private chat room together, they stayed in contact through the website's paid messaging service. Pretty much anything the two of them did together cost money, and it very quickly began to add up. So the tokens, like, just for example, I guess if somebody, like, she has on her website, she has like a menu. Do you go through that? But she has like a menu of.
No, I didn't go that in depth, Jesse.
No, you just know about cam girls,
inside,
right?
Her butthole looks like.
Yeah. You went that far. I know about the ins and outs of, like, so you know the ins and outs.
I
know, like, the money structure, which is like she has a menu, like, on her room, for example, where it's like 35 tokens to have her open a bottle of wine. Another 50 tokens for her to drink it, and then on and on and on to more expensive butthole, whatever, right?
Wine bottle inside.
So if someone, let's say, like, someone tips 3,000 tokens, that's like, or like 5,000 tokens, that's like $50,000. No. It's like.
I don't think it's that high unless they raise the prices since I canceled my account. I mean, from what I know.
No, it's not $50,000, but like 3,000 tokens is a lot of money.
It's from what I can tell. I actually tried to find
like 700. What is it?
Between 600 and 700.
Yeah,
I tried to find the actual
and onwards up and up. If somebody
tokens.
Wants to tip,
yeah,
even more than that. But you buy the tokens first, and you keep buying them in package. So it's just like perfect for. An addiction, right?
They're using
a gambling setup.
Yes.
They're using the exact same business model as Chuck E. Cheese, except they're giving you a place where you can masturbate and not get arrested.
Yeah. And instead of getting that, like, clappy hand with the rubber band, you get somebody fucking, you know what I mean? Cost the same amount to get clappy hand than it does to, like, have her, like, put all the things in her butthole and pull them out. It's a fucking racket, Chuck E. Cheese.
I loved it there.
Same, but your parents, whoever took you, was like, what in the fuck, dude?
If you want to see a really funny video about Chuck E. Cheese, watch Caleb Francis's video about...
about Chuck E. Cheese?
Oh, God.
I love him.
I cried laughing the first time I watched that. So as mentioned previously, these private sessions were not free, nor were they cheap. This new pay-to-play relationship began costing Grant upwards of $600 per day just for the private shows. To buy the tokens that he was using every single day cost roughly $600.
What? Yeah.
You could be a heroin addict for cheaper than that.
How's he going to pay for this?
Yeah, interesting, because he doesn't have a job.
That's a very good question.
Hmm.
On top of the piles of cash he was spending for the private shows, Grant began sending Sylvie expensive gifts such as lingerie and dildos.
Hmm.
Which,
my man.
What every girl wants.
Women love getting lingerie and dildos. Ugh. Fuck the flowers. Lingerie and dildos.
Right.
Luckily, Grant was a rich and famous Twitch streamer, so he had plenty of money to spare. Or at least, that's what he would tell Sylvie. Behind the scenes... Grant was still an unemployed adult living with his parents while trying to become famous playing a kid's game. He was big on Fortnite. Like, I'm even a video game fan, and I can't fucking stand that game.
That's kids stuff.
And it's not even a good kid's game either. You would know. Yeah.
You play it.
You're a big-time gamer. I cut out a lot of video game references in this just because I knew it would be fucking torture for you to put up with that between me and Joel.
Thank you.
I wish you didn't. We should torture her sometime.
Everyone's replaceable, Joel.
See, that's why I didn't want to torture her.
You're smarter than me.
It goes without saying that he wasn't raking in the cash at the time. Lacking an income meant that it wasn't Grant that was footing the bill for the hours and hours of private shows. It was his family.
Yes, this is where loving a kid too much, giving them... everything, no matter what. Grand larceny? Here you go, son. All right.
Yeah.
When Grant would run out of money, which was often, he would go to his dad for a loan, claiming that it was for his Twitch career. After handing out a few thousand dollars, his dad got wise to this scheme and cut him off. So Grant started mooching off his brother, Cody. His brother and father ended up giving Grant thousands and thousands of dollars over the course of a few weeks. After giving Grant enough money to buy a new car, his family finally decided it was time for him to support himself. This was an issue because Grant hadn't yet figured out a way to make money from masturbating for 5 hours a day. Not masturbating was definitely out of the question, so Grant was left with only one option. He had to start stealing money from his family.
So that's where the money came from.
And I think at this point, too, he's messaging. He's sending her letters and stuff. He's sending her videos, messaging her, right? Of like, hey, like, I know that we're like, this is a relationship. I just like, it makes me feel weird to pay for stuff. So like, can you just, because we're so in love, like, can you just send me a video, please? Like, because our connection is, you know what I mean? Like sending her stuff like that, which makes him even meh. Even more meh.
I had a friend just out of high school that thought that we all went to a strip club together. He thought that he got a number from one of the strippers, and he was just so into it and so excited.
Yes.
We were all laughing at him. Even at that age, we were all laughing at him, saying like, dude, there's no way, like, you were giving her money. And sure enough, he tried calling her the next day. It was just the phone number for the strip club.
So they love that shit. I love that.
Rhino, how can I help
you? But it's a certain type of person, and we all know one, that thinks, maybe I'm that cool that she actually, you know what I mean? Wants to hang out with me for free.
This would be a good time to look at some pictures of, well, look at the picture of Grant, then we'll look at the picture of Sylvie.
I think we need to get some perspective on, at this point, his obsession and delusion.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, and that's
not, and that's not that's even not a
no,
bad.
No, that's Grant right there. He's not necessarily a bad looking guy. He's a little nerdy, but I mean, he's a doctor or nurse.
Right.
But
he's skinny and weird. I thought he was going to be fat.
It could be worse is what I'm saying, but you compare him to what Sylvie looks like.
Yeah, but dead bald under there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Bozo ring under the hat. Yeah. And not just like shaved head bald, like he leaves the bozo ring.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, his older brother has more hair than, his older brother looks younger than he does.
Sorry.
Which is just weird as fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here she is.
So yeah, that's Sylvie, or Sylvia Venislavova.
Yes, looks about right.
Mm-hmm. And even so, when I was going through the case, what I was thinking before the show.
Yep.
When I was going through the case, even
sorry,
you'll like the picture underneath that one even more.
Perfect.
When I was going through the case. Like, I even found pictures of her. I heard there was a bunch of people online saying, like, oh, all this happened because of some girl that was only mildly attractive. When she's fixed up like that, she looks great. And even when she is dressed down, like wearing glasses and sweats and stuff, she's a very, very pretty girl.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me to be like, oh, you.
The obsession makes sense from him to her.
Yeah.
Her trying, you know, this guy's paying, like, probably one of her, the other thing they do on the camp things, like, they'll do a banner for, like, top earners. She was also super cool, too, in that she would name her, like, the levels that you can be, like, knight, lord, right? Some kind of weird reference like that. King, lord, knight, whatever.
Jester.
Page. You could be a page. Yeah.
I'd be a jester for this. Look at this.
Dang.
And that's like a really recent picture.
And it doesn't even look like super, even the face, like, it's not super like photoshopped or fake. You know what I mean?
Those tits are fake.
Well, yeah, but they're good ones.
Yeah, they're not bad.
But also, I mean, goddamn, she's been putting in a lot of time at the gym. Like, she's muscular as fuck. Full-blown six-pack in all the other pictures that she has.
Dang.
And Grant thought that she was in love with him.
Exactly.
After about 6 months, Grant's scheme finally caught up with him. And his father and brother noticed the ridiculous amount of charges on their credit card. Oh, wait, now I got to back up a little bit. So this went on for nearly 4 months.
Yes.
4 months where he was stealing money from his father and his brother.
And that's on top of what he was already given, loans and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
This is just the stealing part of it. Add it all together. Go ahead.
So he secretly stole the credit cards from his father and brother and used the cards to buy tens of thousands of tokens from MyFreeCams. In addition to the tokens, Grant continued to purchase gifts for his fake foreign girlfriend, and by December of 2018, Grant had spent over $200,000.
Holy shit.
This is within the span of a few months.
Yes.
And it was all his family's money.
On an internet whore.
On for stuff that, like, you can find porn so easily free on the internet.
Real sex.
But when you've got like an obsession and this person is making you, again, duping you with all the things that she has at her disposal, he's not, I mean, he is fucking off the rails, dude.
True. I mean, this was all him. Like, he was,
yeah,
he was fooling himself.
Yeah, because she wouldn't do anything without it being a transaction.
You think she
would? So if that's not like a hint enough, bro, like, I'm not doing anything for free with you.
Do you think she wouldn't have taken his money if she knew what he was doing?
No.
Because is she a good person?
No, I just don't think that she can't get into the ins and outs of that.
Right.
She can't be worried about all the money that's coming to her. Like, that's not her.
Yeah, for her, it would be
not
such,
her job.
Such a small little speck on her radar.
She does her job.
Right.
I mean, really, I guess a good example would be, like, if people expected Jodie Foster to take credit for, what was it, John Hinckley Jr., the guy that shot Reagan. She had no fucking idea what that guy was up to. And
yeah.
She had no time to...
No.
To learn about it.
No.
So after about 6 months, Grant's scheme finally caught up with him, and his father and brother noticed the ridiculous amount of charges on their credit cards and eventually confronted him. After a heated argument, Grant had a meltdown and ran away from home like an angry teenager, which at that point he probably should have been out of the house. And it took his family nearly a week to convince him to return.
And why would they do that? Shit.
And I know that his mom was real forgiving of him and didn't want him to leave the whole time. From what I understand, during the time that he was gone, he was sending his mom a bunch of cryptic messages about killing himself and being suicidal and depressed.
Yes.
If I stole $50 from my mom, she'd beat my ass and kick me out of the house.
Yeah.
If I was like 13.
That's the thing.
If this story, if you think about it as like a 16-year-old, it's a completely different situation. This dude's almost 30. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Jesus.
So Christ. Like, it's stuff that, like, what?
You know better, bud.
Grant's parents allowed him to move back in. So long as he agreed to stop spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on internet porn. Buddy, please, can we maybe? I mean, try. Please. Do your best, please. And I know it's hard, sweetie. He was also required to attend a 60-day rehab program.
No, sweetie. We have internet porn at home.
Yes.
We don't need to go to the store to get some.
Yes.
The internet porn at home is just his mom.
And I know it's hard. I know it's hard. And I know you have big feelings about it, bud.
I'm sure she's a very sweet girl, but you got to go back to school.
He was also required to attend a 60-day rehab program to help him get over his expensive and messy addiction. Grant voluntarily checked himself into the program. Then about 2 weeks later, he voluntarily checked himself right out. By January 5th.
Graduated early.
Yep. He felt like, I'm good.
I already know all this stuff.
No, he was like fucking jonesing, dude. By January 5th, 2019, he was back to spending hours on end cranking his hog with Sylvie.
I wonder if it was like a normal intervention where, I know in at least some situations when people do an intervention, they'll let the person get one last fix right before they send them to rehab. They're like, okay, Grant, go to your room, do what you got to do, and then we're taking you to rehab. And then he's just beaten off in the other room.
Okay, you can sit in the back of the SUV.
His mom hands him the phone. Yeah. Okay, sweet. No,
all right.
An iPad. Okay, mm-hmm. Sweetie, here's your iPad.
And some goldfish. When Grant's father discovered that his son was back under the spell of the Bulgarian seductress, he was less than pleased. At this point, Grant's relationship with Sylvie had become such an issue that it was throwing the whole family into disarray. The situation had become so serious that his family decided to stage an intervention. I mean, another one. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, but this time for real, you don't really have any consequences. He's just going to be like, whatever.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those kids that he's suffering from a mild case of affluenza. I wouldn't say his
100%.
Bad. No, it was a pretty severe case now that I'm thinking about it. So, along with giving Grant a multi-paged list of rules he was required to follow, his family also contacted Sylvie directly to inform her of the situation.
Oh, no. Dude. They told her?
They straight up
and
told
him they told her.
Damn.
That, I mean...
He started listening to Papa Roach after that.
Dude. 6 feet.
That would be
from
so
the edge.
That would put me 6 feet from the edge.
Like, if you don't think of it as like a cam girl, right? If you think of it as like just a relationship that you had and you're like, I don't know, telling her you're have more money or that you're a certain thing and your dad fucking calls her and tells her your lies.
And at that age, I mean, hearing that as like a teenager.
What do you mean that age? He's almost 30.
Well, no,
we are not going to talk to. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's what I'm saying is.
I wonder how much his dad spent to talk to her.
Oh, yeah. It makes it. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how did the dad even get
Sorry,
access?
Honey, it's
going
to take a couple days to get through to her.
Ooh, good point I didn't even think about.
Yeah, she is. She's a real battle axe.
Oh,
I've been
no,
negotiating
because, like,
with her this whole time. And
I think
it's probably
he
gonna be
had...
a week or two.
I need another $600.
He was communicating with her. Like, I think, again, it was like email, cell phone. So he had some personal information, but it was still cost him money. But like he was able to like, so they got on his computer and I guess talked to her through his channel, his email, whatever. Although I do
like
love
father,
thinking,
like son.
I know I do love thinking about the dad being like, boy, I get it, but come on. You know what I mean?
If I ain't going to spend the money, he will. Come on, honey. We can watch it together.
Now, look, you can't talk to my son anymore, but I figure I've been supporting you for this long, so we might as
yeah.
well keep this
Listen,
going.
I paid you for all this. I'm going to get my fucking money's
I'm
worth,
I'm not putting
dude.
You out on the street. I'm not mm-hmm. some kind of monster. I'll keep paying your bills.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
So, yeah, they gave him a multi-page list of rules he was required to follow. They contacted Sylvie directly, and they told her that Grant was not, in fact, a rich and successful Twitch streamer. All of the money he had been sending her was stolen from the family.
God damn.
Sylvie agreed to no longer contact Grant, and Grant agreed to no longer send money to Sylvie. And this lasted about a day before Grant went back to sending Sylvie money, and Sylvie went back to taking it.
Yes. Damn.
Yes. And the list was pretty fucking simple. Like, he had a couple different choices. He could move into an apartment. He could go to a hotel if he stayed there.
And they were the still going to keep supporting him.
Jesus. Yes.
Right. Even with that, they were still going
to help him. It was like no
stuff like that.
Internet access. They bought him a phone that didn't have like data to kind of like go on, almost like a flip phone or something, so that he could just message or have a number for work. Wiped his computer. So after they messaged Sylvie, completely wiped his computer, and it was like off fucking limits. He could not use it. Like a child. Like a child. But they also said, look, that's if you're living here. If you're living here, we are going to treat you like a child, ground you for things. You can't have your phone, all of this. If you want to leave, go. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not keeping you here. You're 30. No, like, go get a job. We'll help you, like, a little bit to get a job and go. Get an apartment. Go to a hotel. Whatever. But, like, if you are going to stay here, and I think that's fucking right. Like, if you are going to stay in our house at 30, we are going to treat you like a child. And that's if fair. You want that, come on. We'll pay for everything.
And through the entire thing, they were still just feeding him money and footing.
Yeah, I think like even some of the options
cut him off.
Yeah, I think some of the options were like, "We'll help you, whatever, but you have to, you know, keep steady influence, whatever." All these things that like he's just like not gonna do it, not gonna do it, not gonna do it. The whole time he's just thinking about messaging her.
Yeah,
he doesn't even hear the fucking list of rules, I'm sure.
And I think that's also one of the dangers of raising an overly sheltered child.
Yeah, because they're just like, cool, I'm just thinking about how I'm getting away with it.
Yeah, and also let them get duped when they're young. They'll learn it a lot easier.
Yes.
Maybe it was his dad the whole time. Maybe his dad only gets off by watching his son jerk off. So he had like a hidden camera in there in his room. And then he almost got caught.
By the way,
so he had to bust him.
This is a Menendez boys situation where he's just like almost crying like abuse because he's like, and my dad was just like so strict. And you're like, why? Because he wanted you to get a job at 30? Because he didn't want you to like commit grand larceny? What a fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? But they're like, it was so hard to live under his rule. And you're like, dude, what? You were able to, from this monster, you were able to get $200,000 under his nose?
You could have bought a house.
He's not that fucking strict.
Yeah, with the caveat of, hey, stop jerking off so much and stop stealing drugs from the hospital.
Yeah, hey, man, we're going to pay for this rehab. Just do this. You know, it's like, there's no consequence. If he beat his ass and was actually strict, we would not be talking about this case right now.
Exactly.
That's a good point. So thank
Mom and Dad are dumb.
Well, I mean, I guess we owe his parents some gratitude for, you know, creating
some
stories.
Yes.
Grant's situation finally came to a head on January 23rd when his father found on January 5th when his father found evidence that he had still been in contact with Sylvie. He was once again confronted by his brother and his parents, and this time they were cutting him off for good. Oh, wait, no, this was the 23rd. Two different interventions for this guy jerking off to internet porn.
Three, four, five. I mean, the amount of, like, interventions and, like, warnings that this dude has gotten probably since he's 16 is numerous.
So after a heated argument, Grant's family kicked him out of the Amato home.
Yamato Yoshi.
Oh, okay. That's new.
That's the name of Master Splinter's master.
2 days later, one of Cody's coworkers would call to call the police to report him missing.
Listening to Papa Roach, I knew it.
With Grant's history of fighting with his family, he was the prime suspect in the murders of Chad, Margaret, and Cody Amato.
What?
All right, Nick.
Oh, I thought he was going to commit suicide. I forgot about the murders at the beginning.
No, in the very beginning, when we started out with the whole family being dead on the floor. I told you too, even. I was like, we're going to get him out of the way.
I completely forgot.
No point. No point, Coop. Don't even get him out of the way anymore. Just have him wait for when he starts listening.
We were doing it right the first time.
We were doing it right the first time. Keeping him engaged. It's almost like when you do the murders in the beginning, he's just like, eh, whatever. They died already. Now I can have fun.
No, I thought he was going to kill her the whole time, or he was going to kill himself.
Well, we're not done yet.
Yeah, we're not done yet. Fighting with his family, he was the prime suspect in the murders of his whole family, save one. Neighbors had also reported seeing him in the area shortly before the bodies were discovered. After a brief search, Grant was spotted at a nearby Doubletree. Nice place. Doubletree Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too. I was actually, because the only Doubletree that I'm familiar with is the...
The one by Knott's Berry Farm.
No, the one that I know is... I actually don't even know that one. The Fess
really?
Parker,
it's so nice.
The Fess Parker Doubletree Inn, and it's in downtown Santa Barbara.
That excuse us. Nice. Literally, excuse us.
Ooh, yeah. Fancy.
Thank you.
My goodness.
Went there for free during an ROTC convention I was in ROTC in high school, because I was cool as fuck.
Obviously.
But yeah, that place was super nice. That's not the place. Like, if I was trying to find a place to stay after getting kicked out of the house.
Crystal Lodge.
But he's so.
Crystal Lodge. There you go.
Yeah. Dude.
The best.
The amount of people that just committed murder and checked in at the Crystal Lodge.
All of them.
It's probably every single one.
Except me.
I think it's because he's so, like, they're actually rich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, he's just like. I think for him, the Doubletree was like, that was him.
He's roughing it.
You know what I mean? He's like, let me get the Doubletree. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his Crystal Lodge. Nothing like the Red Roof Inn, right? Your favorite. The amount of complaints.
The Red Roof.
I got from all of you guys. Not you, actually.
I didn't complain. I just was like, hey, the internet's not working here at all. I don't
know. No shit.
How do you expect me to get all these uploaded?
No shit, dude.
At a hotel?
At the Red Roof Inn, it's for construction workers that roof? Like long stay. Yeah, they don't have good internet there.
But I mean, they have to have some internet, I would imagine.
Some, but it's literally just to say they have some, but like they're not making sure that you can do your work there and
they're
shit.
They're running the entire hotel off of somebody, like some employee's hotspot.
Honestly, nobody there, like you saw, it was construction workers staying overnight, like, you know, in town to do some like big job or something. It is not. There's not like a corporate room, conference room.
It was
there,
taking
you know
3 hours to upload the audio, like the 1 hour.
It was MP3. It was a bad decision for
Red
sure.
Roof Inn has fallen off since the last time I stayed there when I was about 6 years old.
It was a Red Roof Plus.
Oh, excuse us.
A plus.
Excuse us. So he's at the Doubletree, where he was picked up and taken for questioning. So he was spotted. And they found him there. Once in custody, Grant denied having anything to do with the death of his family. According to him, he didn't even know they were dead until the police told him. Grant claimed the last time he had been home was around 12:30 in the morning on January 24th, which was nearly 16 hours before the murders occurred. But then questioned further, holes began to appear in his story. And... Uh-huh. Do we have any links of the interrogation is after? Okay. Yes. And so he's they said too, when they got him, he didn't even say anything. He didn't ask why. He got handcuffed and went with them. Like, didn't even say, like, what is this about? He literally was just like, oh, you're arresting me. Like, I'm used to this or whatever.
Yeah,
he wasn't like, what in the hell is going on at all? He went with them very calmly without asking any questions.
And
weird.
There's about 6 hours of interrogation footage, and he doesn't doesn't really act concerned through the entire thing. Like, even after being...
So he doesn't even ask why he's there. He's just like, oh, what's up? You guys wanted to talk or chill or what?
Yeah, at the point that the detectives actually start talking to him, saying like, hey, so I guess you're probably curious about why you're here.
You're in here.
And they even kind of mention it's strange that he didn't ask why.
Mm-hmm.
And they just tell him his family's dead. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's I haven't talked to him.
Yeah, just
the hell?
Completely cold during the entire interrogation.
Because he's not jerking off.
That's the only time that he gets
calm is a cucumber,
heated.
Right? So the holes began to appear in the story. Grant initially stated that he hadn't returned home since being kicked out on the night of the 23rd. He then changed his story, saying that he had driven by the house on the 25th and had seen the police cars and news vans outside. Strangely, instead of rushing into the house to see if everyone was okay, he drove to a nearby Panera restaurant where he used the free Wi-Fi to look at the local news reports. Police understandably thought this was a strange way for a concerned loved one to react. But have you ever had that broccoli cheddar?
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Cheddar. It's like, you gotta, if when you're on your way there and that's what you want, you've gotta just keep the train moving.
I just ate there for the first time when I was staying at the Red.
Oh, wow. You really went all out, yeah, huh? Like, Panera? Wait,
the food's kind of good here.
It's very good.
Cheddar? No, I got broccoli cheddar
soup. Oh, broccoli cheddar soup. I mean, I'd kill my family for it.
100%. Or, I wouldn't kill them, but like if I drove by and there were police cars and news vans outside the house, I would still go. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what happened, but I would still go.
Quick detour.
Yeah. I wouldn't kill them for it, but I would hold off on finding out what happened to them until
maybe,
after.
Maybe have some soup after you kill them.
Yeah, no, I just need to get to the soup. I need to get to the soup. I can take it back. You know what I mean? Yeah. Eat it there in front. Because it's very portable. I could eat it while I'm walking in to see what's up.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Can't get in a bread bowl. That'd be a little messy if you're taking it on the go. But, yeah, in the normal cups, you can take those things anywhere.
I love a bread bowl.
Oh, man. Now I really want some fucking broccoli cheese soup from Panera.
He just says it so matter of fact. Can't get in a bread bowl, though. That would be...
That'd be messy.
Everything else, though. Yes.
So Grant was questioned for a few more hours before the investigators finally brought the hammer down. After failing to get him to confess, the interrogators attempted to shock him into telling the truth by forcing him to look at photos of the crime scene. And we actually have a clip of them. They're literally showing him pictures of his murdered family.
Oh, shit.
And this is within, I'd say, between 15 and 30 minutes after finding out that they were dead.
Okay, but he had been interrogated at that point for a long time, I think. And...
He'd been in there for over an hour.
And again, like, he doesn't know why he's there. He does, but he doesn't ask. He just starts launching into the, you know, his girlfriend, his online girlfriend. He's like, it's kind of hard for us because, you know, it's over the internet and, you know, it's hard for us to be together.
Yeah,
like,
long distance, that's the hard part of the relationship. Mm-hmm.
And like talking about his family as they're just like so strict and harsh. And I guess they wanted me to... That kind of talk, like, to where the cops are just like, okay, all right, and then what'd you do? So you lost your job, okay, and then what are you, okay, and then you're still living. Like, he's just thinking, yeah, this is totally normal. The way he's talking about it is like, he is the most oppressed person ever. And he's just like, he's just trying to, like, be with his girlfriend, and they, like, I don't know, they don't get it.
They don't understand the relationship.
And so then after hours of that, at this point, the link that we're going to see is when they finally go, look, man, we're done fucking hearing about your bullshit life. Like, yeah, they're like, dude, they're just like, dude, we cannot fucking hear this shit anymore. Like, let's get to it.
Yeah, there's like
you know about your family?
solid 5 to 10 minute intro of them building up to to finally showing him, just giving him so many chances, saying like, look, are you sure there's nothing you want to tell us?
Happened. Yeah.
And then the female detective, it seems like she finally just gets frustrated and she's like, all right.
The fact that she even lasted that long, like, I would just be like, Lord, fucking fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be the interrogation length, the first
one.
Oh, whoops. Weirdly, I think Joel's going to accidentally go to other videos. Okay, so look at that bozo ring.
That we're missing.
Step over.
I mean, the only thing that I know is just that, I mean, I left the house later than what I had said.
Jimmy. Did you leave the house with your brother Cody looking like that?
Oh, shoot.
Oh.
Did you leave the house with your father looking like that? Or your mother?
And for the people on audio, each time she says, did you leave the house with your brother looking like that? She's laying the crime scene photos down of his dead family members.
And pushing him.
And, yeah, just...
If you were the one that's been depressed, you were the one that owes money, you were the one that got into a confrontation with your father. Who did this to your family?
Damn, dude. That's it.
And it's, yeah, that was the end of it. It's interesting to note that his father was the only one that was shot twice, but twice in the head.
Yeah, I think it was the neck and the head. And then he did kind of try and place guns to make it look like murder or suicide.
Yeah, because...
With his mom
He tried to frame his fucking brother, Cody.
Yeah, who gave him a lot of the money and was his close friend, brother, their entire lives.
It is like those
insanity.
Two, they went all through high school together. They were in wrestling together. They went to college together.
What the fuck?
And then he tried to frame his fucking brother for the murders by putting a weapon next to him, which wasn't even the actual murder weapon from what I understand.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so even when presented with the graphic photos of his dead family members, Grant still denied any wrongdoing. In a last-ditch effort to secure a confession, the detectives brought in a secret weapon. Grant's only surviving family member, his half-brother, older half-brother Jason.
Shit.
And Jason is not happy with this guy, so that would be the next link there.
At the 14-minute mark?
Yeah, and so while you're finding it, the police do this sometimes when it's like they're not getting anything out of them. They'll try and bring in, you know, a wife, a brother, someone to just kind of have a private conversation that's being recorded. But sometimes when no one else is in the room, you can kind of say some real shit. Yeah. It's still amazing to me that people will say stuff in an interrogation room once the police leave. Like, where have you been?
Right, even talking over the phone at the jail or anything like that.
It's insane, right?
Yeah, it's
like
it's
you retarded. Know this is recorded, right? Like it's
yeah. Or you would think so.
And how he doesn't just reach over and fucking strangle him to death
is really
like this is what this family is like. Like any other family would be like, bro, what the fuck happened?
Can't believe he even hugged him.
Comes in, they're hugging you guys, crying together. Oh.
I'm going to ask you plain out. You are not part of it in any way.
No.
How? When was the last time you saw everybody?
I left the house between like midnight and like 12:30.
On Thursday night? So Friday morning?
I go to the front.
Why? Just that's when you went to a hotel?
No. The first night I stayed just in the Publix parking lot by the Tractor Supply.
Okay, and why did you leave, though?
He took Dad and kicked me out on Thursday because I was still talking to the woman that had caused everything, and I was using...
Oh, she caused everything.
To do that.
Yeah.
Did you hear him blame her?
Totally her fault. She pressured him into it.
So then Dad dad found out somehow. And that was one of the things that he had said would lead to my being removed from the premises.
So he forced you, he basically told you you had to leave.
He is bald as hell.
Yep. He's an ugly motherfucker.
That sweet fucking man bun that is his older brother has.
I'm really confused, Grant. I don't understand. How did you get money to pay for a hotel?
I still had a few hundred dollars on my debit card.
No. He was using his dead parents' fucking credit cards.
Jesus.
So this part goes on for probably about like 10 minutes or so.
And he finally just goes, dude, last chance, like, really? Yeah. And he denies it the whole time.
And he
never admits it?
Never admits it to the brother.
He pretty much gets the same offer from Jason that he got from the detectives, where they're like, look, you can tell us right now.
Tell me right now, yeah.
But as soon as we're done, because at this point when this interview happened, he wasn't actually officially arrested for the murders.
No, they were wanted to talk to him.
If you just fess up to it now, you're going to get more lenient treatment. And over and over again, he was just totally deadpan, didn't admit to anything until he cried towards the very, very end of the interrogation.
Yeah. And you could see, too, how he got out of rehab. He's very good at kind of just being like, yeah, well, this is what happened. And he can manipulate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been doing it, clearly, his entire life to his family.
Professional at playing.
Lying, manipulating, getting out of things. And so he's good at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's another mark in the time.
Is that later?
In. I don't know what it's for.
Oh.
Who's this?
That's a female detective that laid out the pictures of his family. Yeah, that right there, they're doing the same thing. They're giving him yet another chance to admit to it before they voluntarily release him. Because, again, he wasn't arrested at that point.
Which I hate this motherfucker, but don't ever do that.
To admit to it?
Listen.
I think he's innocent.
Listen, don't ever do that. Leave. Get a lawyer. Take your chances.
Honestly, guilty or innocent?
This whole last chance, though, like, I'm just saying the thing where they go, like, it's your last chance. If you tell us the truth now, you're going to get more lenient. Come on.
Yeah, bullshit, obviously.
He's crying now.
He's like, it's a lie, but
there's
the
crying.
Yeah, at the very, very tail end, starts doing some crying, and I think that's when he realizes that
he's fucked.
He fucked up, and he killed the only people that could have actually gotten him out of this situation. So not even Jason could get Grant to admit that he was the one that murdered their family. Thankfully, even without a confession, the police had enough evidence to secure an arrest warrant. He was the only person that stood to benefit from the deaths of his family. Neighbors had seen him in the area shortly before the crime occurred, and on top of everything else, cell phone data showed that he was in the Amato home at the time of the murders. On January 28th, Grant was arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder.
Got his ass.
Only took him like 3 days to bring him in.
So you think he's guilty now? He could still be. I mean, you said you're on record saying you think he's innocent.
Yeah, but someone's got to go down for this. I guess.
Sure. I guess he's the. You know what else does he?
Bald guy.
What else does he have to live for? Put him in jail, right? Using the evidence they had.
His poor girlfriend out on the streets.
I know. Which he was calling her.
Oh, God.
In the interrogation was talking about it as if it was a girlfriend.
God.
Using the evidence they had at hand, investigators were able to put together a timeline for the crime. Grant arrived at the Amato home shortly before 5 p.m. while his father was still at work. He first shot his mother, Margaret, in the back of the head as she sat at her computer desk. And her body was found on the ground facing all the pictures of like all her fucking kids. It was gnarly.
Shit. In the back of the head?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
she was at the computer and he just
snuck up behind her.
Yeah.
He then waited roughly 30 minutes for his father to get home. Grant ambushed his father in the kitchen while his dad was like taking his lunch out of whatever, his bag or something. He shot him in the neck once and the head. His dad actually was able to drag himself to like close to like the refrigerator, and that's where he died.
The scene from where his father died is the bloodiest one.
Bloodiest because he's kind of crawling and able to like drag himself a little bit. He then used his father's cell phone to send a text to his brother Cody asking him to come to the house once he was done with his shift at the hospital. 4 hours later. So Grant's in the house.
Masturbating.
Time to think. Masturbating. Trying to get a hold of...
Most likely, yeah.
Of Addie, sweet Sylvie, probably. 4 hours later, Grant shot Cody in the head as he walked through the front door.
Fuck.
He knew that his brother was... most likely, he knew that his brother was smart enough that if he got a text from him saying, like, oh, go come over to the house for this or that, he might not respond to it. He specifically used his dad's phone because Cody would listen to his dad. And his brother was hard on him. His mom was very forgiving and loving about things. His brother was hard on him. His dad was a little bit harder. But his brother was always a fucking ally through his entire life.
Oh yeah, they
even
like
he was being hard on him.
Didn't
he
they
was
go like
backing him up.
They went on like this trip to Japan together. They got like matching cars. They were literally like the best of friends. Yeah.
They were practically twins throughout their entire lives. And like Grant really it seemed like he really wanted to follow in Cody's footsteps because pretty much anything that Cody did,
he just couldn't hack it, dude.
The same thing.
But he couldn't hack it.
Yeah, he wasn't as good.
Grant's trial began on July 15th, 2019. Without his parents' money to fall back on, he was forced to use a public defender instead of a paid attorney. Not only was the prosecution able to destroy his account of events, they had another secret weapon up their sleeves. Grant's half-brother, Jason, made a surprise appearance to testify as a character witness. According to Jason, Grant was a dangerous killer who was likely to kill again. This was all the court needed to convict Grant Amato.
And
Grant was found guilty of
Cody's
three.
Cody's girlfriend also testified saying that he was.
Whose girlfriend?
Cody, his brother's girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
What about Grant?
I know. What about.
Did she testify?
No, strangely silent.
You said you
thing.
Found some.
The court couldn't afford to pay the tokens.
Yeah. How many tokens to get you here clothed? I guess we'll go at the end of what Sylvie is up to now and what her actions really were like kind of at the end, like continuing to talk to him and stuff. So Grant was found guilty of three counts of first degree murder. The prosecution requested the death penalty due to the severity of the crime, but the jury could not come to a consensus on sentencing. What?
How?
For the death penalty.
Why?
They all agreed that
he waited 4 hours after with the dead bodies of his parents.
And I would say there's a 95% chance that his cock was out the whole time. Like
grabbing the phone, he had to get the phone from his dead father's pocket or hand or whatever to call the brother and sit there for 4 hours.
This dude's
waiting.
Creepy fuck.
That is death penalty. That's what it's made for. The premeditation
so. No,
of it.
Circumstantial. Totally.
Sure,
circumstantial.
Sure. Joel still thinks he's innocent. The prosecution requested a death penalty due to the severity of the crime, but the jury could not come to the consensus on sentencing. Instead of getting sent to the electric chair, Grant was given three life sentences without the possibility of parole. He is currently serving out his sentence at the Okeechobee. Correctional institution in Florida.
Okeechobee,
Bobby. Pokey. how do we feel about... I mean, I don't really fault her for talking to him again.
Honestly,
did he pay?
Yes.
Every single time, yeah.
Every single time. So it's like, you know, that's her job. He's going back to the business. Again, like she gets a message from this dude's dad being like, this isn't his money, it's my money. And it's like, not exactly up. It's not exactly up to her to vet everybody's money that's coming through, right? I mean, that's the argument is like, hey, man, I do my fucking job. You guys pay. However you get the money is not my problem. I'm not stealing it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not asking where the money comes from at a convenience store, but if somebody tells you, you think you might change your mind. But so the only negative representation that I saw of Sylvie was in one documentary. I saw that there was footage of her allegedly replying to Grant, telling her all the trauma that he was going through with the quote unquote trauma that he was going through.
Right. Menendez boy trauma.
And she sent back a very, very obviously non-sincere, like, oh, you poor baby. Sounded kind of like Ivanka Trump, surprisingly.
Uh-huh.
And that was the video response that he got. But you consider that she is, I mean, whether you like it or not, she's technically running a business.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff that she could be dealing with is like role play.
Good for her.
So some it's guys role might playing. Want to tell her crazy stories like that. And
she probably gets it all the fucking time, yeah. Dude. Like, so she's like, oh, she probably has the oh, poor baby, like saved in a fucking draft to just send to.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know what like I mean? Like, oh, poor baby, go to all these fucking yeah. dudes that are telling
how many her. Tokens do you have left, Coop?
Yeah, after research.
We should, I got
we
banned.
Should, we should donate to her just for helping us get this episode. We should get on there and give her some tokens.
I can't go back to the site. Apparently they get mad if you make the models cry.
Yeah.
But if you want to go donate to Sylvie, she's still active under the name 80 Sweet MFC. ADYSWEET MFC. She still has accounts active on, I think, on my free cams. Like I said, I'm banned from the site, so I can't.
Yeah, you can't really fact check that one.
She's definitely on Chatterbait and, of course, OnlyFans. And she also has an active subreddit, surprisingly. But I think a lot of that comes from the fact that she's associated with it.
Yeah. Case.
Last update was less than a month ago.
So what were you saying? You have a picture of her, like.
I tried to go to OnlyFans, but you need an account to log in.
I know, that's
why we even just look at the outside.
Yeah, if you just go to Google and search 80 Sweet MFC, you can find everything that you want to see.
Yeah. You said now she's like a not bodybuilder, but like fucking ripped or
so, well, she was already like she was already
in good shape, but is she now like
when she met Grant? Super, now she's
like manly muscular?
Not manly. Oh, okay. Manly masculine. I'd say I think the kids would call it a muscle mommy nowadays. But she's jacked as fuck, six What's pack and everything. ADYSWEET MFC.
And yeah, will they will this
they're all blurry.
Uh-huh.
Well, you have to click off the see at the top safe search.
Here we go. May I have to blur a lot of shit?
Well, don't. Does well, it was have blurred for you. On?
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Well, it's Patreon, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'll blur it all
the
out.
Back ends you, too.
Might need to blur some of that stuff out. Picture number two, like I said, playing with the butthole. She's good at it.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Look, that is like.
Oh, wow.
There's videos. Oh,
this one's 14 minutes.
I got really excited there.
Didn't bother clicking through on that.
It's a fake video. It took me to an ad.
Really?
Oh, bummer.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to cut all this out, probably.
God, the
like.
It's great to see how much the Middle East has advanced when it comes to
yes.
Like, oh, there she is.
Empowered. Yeah.
Oh, so that's in entrance number one, not number two. I thought it was a little bit further back than that.
Oh, that's one?
No, I think
it's two.
Hard to tell. It got
Oh, sorry. I'll put it back up for you.
Coop. Oh, no.
There we go. Okay.
He just put it on you looking
nope,
to the side.
Nope, that's number one.
That's one.
Yeah, number one.
Oh. No, all right. Dude. Well, I mean, good for you. You can put a dildo corrected. In your vagina. You
know, butt play.
But I wonder if she ever does.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we could find maybe a video, Joel, if you can. Because to make as much money as she did, to make this guy as obsessed as he was to kill his family, it had to be. There has to be a prolapse in there right somewhere. There has to be, though, right? I mean, it's the end, but also there has to be.
If there is, we'll find
out. Yeah, yeah.
Update next week.
And Joel's just leaving it on the video.
And what? We'll just put like Careless Whisper over the top of this.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Cam girl situation is.
Oh wow, the way she's
they're talking to other people so much. Do you know what I mean? That I don't understand how you guys can get fucking into it. Because it's literally a girl talking to a bunch of other dudes as well.
No, it'd be like jerking off in a room with a bunch of men with... It's like jerking off in a strip club. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Not after the first time.
We should pay her to do a live show for our show. And we just leave the camera like this while we do a case.
Don't you think... No. But don't you think people have offered her money to even talk about this case?
For sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if she has.
With the amount of updates that she still has going on her account, I think that she actually got a boost from the whole merger.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, how many tokens would we have to pay you for you to just, like, do an interview about the show?
We should hit her up. Oh, we should have before we did the show.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, and to hit her up. I'm sure it costs a lot of fucking money to hit.
Probably more than $600 these days.
I would think. Oh, sorry. Wait, we ended at prolapse.
Yeah,
no,
we did it. We're good.
Yeah.
Well, you were still. That was just us fucking after dark. That was us after dark. That was us just ripping.
Joel just distracted by the video.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sorry. It just.
That's the outro for the episode.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.